It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute. Like 'em filtered, like 'em king size, then for you, this is it. King size L&M filters at the same low price as L&M regular. It's the filter that counts, and no filter compares with L&M's for quality or effectiveness. You get much more flavor, much less nicotine, a light and mild smoke. Buy L&M filters, just what the doctor ordered. Remember, our statement of quality goes unchallenged. L&M is America's highest quality and best filter tip cigarette. Buy L&M filters, king size or regular, both at the same low price.
This is it, L&M filters.
This is it, something new.
Now two sizes,
L&M filters.
New king size and regular too.
This is it,
L&M filters.
L&M filters with the miracle tip.
Three men are carrying a large mirror up the stairs at 79 Wistful Vista right now. Or rather, two men are carrying it. The other one's walking ahead of them, saying,
"Careful, you guys. Watch it, Doc. Hold your end up, old-timer. Watch it coming around the banisters there.
That's an awkward darn thing. Maybe if you'd pipe down, we could..."
Come on, hurry up. Watch it. Take it easy, watch it.
Hey, Johnny, I've been watching so much, I'm sick of my face in the looking glass.
I mean, coming through the door. The knob!
I see it. Good grief, you got me talking in triplicate, too.
Stand it up a minute. Here, against the dresser. Oh. Ah, boy, will she be surprised.
Gosh. Next time you decide to surprise Molly with a mirror, make it one she can carry in her coin purse, will you?
Look, Doctor. My wife's been wishing for a full-length mirror on the door of her clothes closet there for ages. And when my wife wants something, she gets it.
Even if it does take 20 years.
Breaks the back of every friend he's got. You're awful good to her, Johnny. Ain't we, Doc?
All we got to do now is you guys hold the mirror up against the door while I screw it onto it. Shouldn't take more than...
What's that?
Oh, my gosh. That's Les next door. Molly's over there and...
Uh-oh. See what the boy wants.
Yeah, Les. What is it?
Jiggers, Mr. McGee. Sally can't hardly keep Ms. McGee in the house much longer. She's getting ready to come home.
Oh, for the love of my...
You fellows got that certain thing installed on the closet door yet?
We just now got it upstairs, Les. We'll be done in 10 or 15 minutes.
Or would, if we had a screwdriver.
Which
we ain't.
Which we ain't? Oh, my gosh. Well, keep her there, Les. Keep her there. Shh! Look out!
What happened?
Come away from that window, both of you. Molly's coming out.
Well, there goes your surprise.
Oh, it ain't. Not yet. Look, I'll run downstairs and head her off. Keep her from coming up here. You guys finish the job.
No screwdriver.
Well, I got plenty of screwdrivers out in my garage. Hey, instead of making a lot of noise up here, why don't you two take the mirror and the door down to my workshop, do the job, then bring it back up here and hang the door back on its hinges. Okay?
Oh, of all the complicated, involved ways of doing...
Where are you?
Are you two my friends and helpers in this deal? Or a couple of Welchers who back out just when the things get...
Are you upstairs, McGee?
Yeah. I'll be right down. No time to argue now. Yes or no?
Yes, Johnny.
Sure, of course.
I'll keep her out of the way some way. You sneak it out the front door and around the back and be quiet with it. I'm coming. I'd have been downstairs sooner, kiddo, but I didn't hear you.
What were you doing?
Me? You mean upstairs? What was I doing upstairs? Oh, I was just thinking about maybe taking a nap.
A nap? Well, go ahead. I'll go up and turn the bed down for you.
Oh, no. I changed my mind. Come on.
Come on, where?
Oh, out for a walk. Yeah, what do you say, walk?
In this heat? You better go upstairs and take that nap.
No, I was just kidding. Let's go out in the kitchen. I feel kind of a draft out here in the hall. Let's go in the kitchen.
All right. Only there are times I wonder why we have the rest of the downstairs rooms, the way we spend most of our waking hours in here.
Well, it's a theory of mine that kitchens were made... I don't hear anything.
Wait till I ask what was that.
Okay, ask it.
What was that?
What was what? I don't hear anything.
I'm going out there and see what's
going... Please, Molly, don't disturb yourself. It's just a truck passing by. Or a small earthquake.
McGee, as the mermaid said to the centaur, stop horsing around. What's going on out there?
Out there? Oh, you mean down there. What's happened to your sense of direction? Whatever it is you hear is coming from the basement, Molly. Here, I'll show you. Listen. Yeah, that's where it is, all right, in the basement.
I don't believe it.
Go down and see. Find out for yourself.
Okay. You come along.
Sure, I'll come along.
McGee, the door, the latch. You didn't fix it. We're locked in here.
Oh, we are? Oh, I mean, we are? Oh, that's too bad. How did I ever manage to do that?
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. If you had about $5,000 saved up, what would you do with it? Pay off the mortgage? Buy a new car? Maybe take a trip to Europe? All wonderful plans. But first, you need the cash. And you can have it sooner than you think by investing in United States savings bonds. Do it the easy, automatic way by joining the payroll savings plan where you work. You decide how much you want to save, and your employer will set it aside for you before you draw your pay. That way, you won't even miss the money. By saving only $8.80 a week, you'll have $5,000 in less than 10 years. Because savings bonds pay you back $4 for every $3 you invest, and even more if you hold them longer. Remember, you'll have the money you want tomorrow if you invest in United States savings bonds today. And you'll also have the security of a safer, stronger America. That's what your savings bonds do. They help to keep our American economy strong. They help to make this a better country for you and your children.
And I don't know how we'd have gotten out of there if you hadn't heard us pounding on the basement door, Lester.
I don't either.
That's pretty careless of me not realizing the latch was on. We must have been down there 20 minutes.
20 minutes? 40 is more like it. Well, thanks for rescuing us, Les.
Well, glad to do it, Miss McGee. Mr. McGee, can I speak to you a minute?
Sure. Les wants to consult with me a minute, Molly. You know, man talk.
Yeah, well, you two stay right here. I'm going in the living room and rest a while. Those basement steps are hard.
Say, you're pretty foxy, Mr. McGee, getting you both locked in the basement.
Yeah, what about Doc Gamble and the old-timer? I kept hearing them tramping up and downstairs. Did they get the...
Hey, they told me to tell you they finished the whole job.
Good.
They carried the door out to your garage, they fastened a mirror on it, and snuck it back upstairs.
Snuck it up? They sounded like a herd of elephants in a matchbox factory. Did they hang the door back on the hinges?
Yeah, they told me to tell you it was all taken care of.
Ah, good boy.
They went down to the corner for a soda to kind of cool off, and they said they'd be back. When are you going to take Ms. McGee up to see it?
Well, the whole idea is to surprise her, Les. I'm just going to sit back and let her find it all by herself.
Well, you be sure and let us know when she does. Me and Sally kind of being in on it, we'd kind of like to know how it comes out.
Well, I'll let you know, Les. Thanks a lot. Oh, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? Might be you, it might be me, but I bet it's Mrs. Molly McGee. Ah, there you are, kiddo. Still in the living room, huh? How are you feeling?
Same as usual. Why?
Oh, I thought maybe after that experience down the cellar, you might want to go upstairs and take a nap.
Nap? I'd have to be mighty sick to take a nap this time of day, and you know it.
Yeah. Sure, you don't need a nap. You sit right there on the davenport. But didn't you get some cobweb in your hair down in that cellar? Yeah, there it is. See, you better go up and look at it.
McGee, that's my hair net.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, I see now. I thought sure you had it.
Grocery boy! Hey, Johnny, it's me, grocery boy!
I'll go see about the groceries. Don't you get up. You sit right there where you are.
I wasn't going to get up. Let him put them on the sink like you... Say, wait a minute. He brought the groceries once today, early this morning.
He probably forgot something. I'll see about it. You sit.
We come back, Johnny, to see how it went. Did she see it yet?
Not yet. You got it all set, huh?
Yep, we had a rush like crazy.
Yeah, daughter was hollering so loud down there in the basement, we thought sure she was going to bust out and come upstairs and catch us before we got through.
Yeah, we took no chances, though. While the old-timer put the door back up, I waited down in the front hall to jig her for him.
Swell.
Figured if Molly did get out of the basement, I could head her off a few minutes till the surprise was all set.
Well, that's using the old bean, and I sure do appreciate it, you guys.
A lot of work, Johnny, but it'll be worth it to see the look on daughter's face when,
What's the matter?
No, nothing. I just had a kind of funny feeling for a minute that I forgot something. Guess not, though.
Ah, what's to forget? You did put the door back up on the closet, the bedroom closet.
Couldn't very well put it anywhere else. All the other doors have doors.
Just let me double-check everything a minute. We took the door down, took it out to the garage, put the mirror onto it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we carried it back upstairs and hung it.
Well, that's it. That's all you had to do. Well, come on, let's go in the living room. I can't wait to see the look on Molly's face when... Molly!
Where is she?
I don't know. She was here a minute ago. Hey, Molly!
I'm here, McGee, upstairs.
Oh, well, come on, fellas. Let's go up.
Gee, I hope she likes it.
Keep thinking I forgot something. Somebody's groceries, I guess.
You see anything up there, kiddo? Anything unusual?
Oh, I should say I do.
Yeah.
I came upstairs to get my house slippers, and there it was, on the closet door. The full-length mirror I've always wanted. Thank you, dearie.
Well, you deserved it, kiddo. Doc and the old-timer helped a little, though, too.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, boys.
No, nothing at all.
Well, come on. Let's open it up. Let's see how the door swings. Here, I'll do it. The door is kind of heavy with the mirror on it, and if the hinges need oiling,
I'll... Look out. The door's loose.
Holy smokes!
That's it! That's what I forgot. Forgot to put the pins back in the hinges.
Oh,
of all the stupid...
Knew I forgot something. And get a screwdriver. Take that busted mirror off of it, and I'll hang the door right for you, Johnny. I know how to hang that door. You just put the pins in, see?
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Music, 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 and more music. No, this is not a broken record. This is just John Wald, and that's the only way I could think of to let you know how much music NBC has in store for you tomorrow evening with a wonderful Friday program called Hear America Swinging. To give you an idea, just think of the top bands in the country, plus the most popular vocalists, all together in a program that spells music from start to finish, and you'll have it. And not just any music. From the opening bar to the last note, it's nothing but the best. And there's variety to suit your every musical wish. Sweet and low, hot and loud, dreamy or danceable, foxtrot or mumbo. You'll find it when NBC presents Hear America Swinging tomorrow night. So, grab your best gal and join the fun tomorrow on Hear America Swinging. Or if you haven't got a best gal, don't worry. You can still enjoy the fun tomorrow and every Friday night as you listen to Hear America Swinging.
For years, you've been asking for a mirror on that closet door, and when I do get you one, the old-timer has to boob it up.
Sure a mess.
Just goes to show that the only way to get something done right is to do it yourself. Right?
Right.
Yes, sir. So tomorrow morning, I'll call the Bon Ton and order a new mirror.
Good, and I'll put it on the door myself, right?
Right. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Robert Easton as Les. This is John Wald inviting you to tune in again tomorrow night when Mr. McGee gets involved in a parking problem that may have happened to you. Remember, too, to listen to Fibber and Molly on Sunday nights. Same time, same NBC stations, beginning next Sunday night.
Get behind the headlines to the heart of the news tonight on most NBC radio stations.